Welcome to the Nerd and Tie Secret Podcast for No Brand Con 2016. I'm Trey Doran. Joining me, as always, is Nick Izumi.
I have been on most of the Secret Podcasts.
And we forgot to record this while Fur was still here. So instead, we have Sam Owens Tweet sitting in for him. How you doing, Sam?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Full of bees.
Yeah. Much like some of the rooms here, actually.
Would you say that you have hives?
Get it?
Only in the sense that you are all full of bees.
Covered in bees.
Alright, so...
I like my men the way I deconstruct Eddie Izzard joke. You did, because you bought it.
Yeah, I can't eat anything with a face, so I gotta lick the little faces up before I do it. Here, watch me do it.
Wait, is that... Yeah, okay.
There's no video of this. You're just gonna have to take our word for it.
You're just gonna have to take our word for it. This is what's happening. What do you want
Verb.
To talk about,
Trey? I don't know, I'm tired. This is NoBrandCon's first Wisconsin Dells con. I know attendance dropped.
But that just comes with...
That comes with any time a con moves, its attendance is going to drop.
Plus, it's an election year and people are afraid to spend money.
I don't think that you say that. And I'm like, I
don't think so. I don't think that holds up.
I don't... That, like, I say this as someone with a political science degree. I don't think that holds up. I mean, there is an overall spending cap, but not within the niche community of fandom conventions, you know. I think that usually reflects more on spending by the attendees there, not the attendance itself.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Yeah, but
I mean,
still.
When DaishoCon moved to the Kalahari,
we had a drop there, so
yeah,
it's going to be
a significant drop. But in the years past that, DaishoCon
the move was necessary. Like
the
they
move,
had to.
Well, no,
it's
the move
just,
was
yeah.
probably the best thing that happened to DaishoCon.
Oh, well, I was talking about NoBrandCon, but whatever.
The move for
DaishoCon was very necessary because the hotel didn't exist.
Yeah.
But the move for NoBrandCon was definitely necessary because we were getting cranked.
Yeah. It was progressive. Yeah.
And now, the real question of the day... The real question of the day...
Is why was Gutsman on that candy machine at the Econo Lodge that I was staying at? Gutsman from Mega Man 1 was printed on the side of the candy machine that no one can see properly. I had to look at him through a window from the other candy machine, and I don't know why he was there, and it's really bothering me.
It's bothering me too.
Why is Gutsman on the candy machine in the Wisconsin Dells Econo Lodge?
I don't know. Mysteries abound. Truth denies, defies... Tries to weasel its way into your heart, but no, you can keep it out. Just a little bit of Phil Collins will do that.
Well,
so, yeah.
A comforting lie is easier than a harsh truth.
Jeff, save
that's
your
for
sure.
All right, goodbye, people who've just made a cameo on the Secret Podcast. But we won't tell you who you are because it's a secret.
Secret Podcast.
Secret.
All right.
So I want to know what he was
doing.
And
I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away.
Fair enough.
It's not fair to deny me. I'm sorry.
That got weird really fast. Anyway.
That song gets weird really fast.
Alanis Morissette references are never dated. She's a queen. And God. Literally God.
You were probably inaudible from that distance in this louder room. But who cares, because science tells us that everyone's inaudible at an appropriate distance.
I can't say you're wrong. I'm not quite sure what you're getting at, but you're not wrong.
I'm getting at the truth of the matter, the heart, the deepness, the utter confounding nature of mankind, and that can of soup over there.
I'm just still eating these hella pandas and licking the faces off of them. So.
I'm still kind of surprised you didn't get the Spider-Man Homecoming, like, double reference in the title.
I think it has to be remembered that I hate high school age Peter Parker. It cannot be said loudly enough that I hate high school age Peter Parker.
Are you reading
and
the
so,
You mean
the
you
Spidey?
Want to do high school age Peter Parker?
No, I want... The Peter Parker I want is I want adult married professional Peter Parker attempting to keep his marriage from falling apart while he also Spider-Mans.
In bed.
No, No, it's a complex, important character. We're recording the secret podcast right now.
It's also the part of the comic with Spectacular Spider-Man 200, the book that makes me cry every time I read it.
Also, Aunt May should have stayed dead.
Yes.
Aunt May should have stayed dead.
Are you reading Spider-Verse at all?
No.
Okay.
It was awesome.
So, yeah. Spider-Gwen is incredible.
Yes.
Yeah, no,
the new re-release of Spidey... It's Spidey. It's not Spider-Man. It's Spidey. It's high school age Peter Parker, but it's
fuck high school age Peter Parker.
Hey man, it's a different take on the origin story, and the Gwen and Peter relationship is kind of downplayed a little bit. So the love
I'm okay with Gwen Stacy being dead.
Well, yeah, but Spider-Gwen.
I mean, I like Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen is
an awesome
character.
Let's be clear. I love Spider-Gwen. I love alternate reality Gwen Stacy. She's the best thing since sliced bread. I just don't want to relive those. If you're in a continuity where you know she's going to die, I don't feel like reliving that time with her. If you tell me this is the new continuity where she might live, then I can get on board with it.
Okay,
but I don't want to build up to a death that I already know.
Legit question.
So I didn't like Amazing.
Which alternate universe Gwen Stacy are we talking about? Because there's also Gwenpool, which was shockingly funny.
I'm also good.
It had
I'm
Gwen
no
Stacy variant of look, Deadpool. Right?
Yeah. She's a comic book reader who ends up in the Marvel universe, decides that this can't be real. Therefore, there are no consequences to anything she does.
So she goes full on Deadpool.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to be clear. Okay. I love every version of Gwen Stacy except for the ones destined to die.
Okay. So
that's
the
fair.
Deadpool re-release. It was like a 5 or 6 issue short run introduced Deadpool 2023 or Deadpool 2099, thank
you. Yeah, because they had the whole Marvel line of 2099
books. So Deadpool is Lady Deadpool.
Okay.
And that's really good. The Spider-Man Deadpool crossover is awesome right now. The new Deadpool and Cable is incredible. Squirrel Girl, I think, is on like issue 7, and it's
again
amazing.
That's a really good series, yeah.
It's an amazing series.
Squirrel Girl had 2 number one issues in 1 year.
Yeah.
That's weird, but okay.
No, but way because to go. They redid all the numbering. And so it's like, I think that they have like our second best number one issue this year.
Way to go, Great Lakes Avengers, seriously.
I haven't
awesome
read...
team.
Well, okay, so like I actually stopped reading Squirrel Girl and a lot of comics, not because I didn't like them, just because I stopped having time about a year ago, and so like there's a bunch of stuff that I didn't get to keep up with, and I want to keep up with it, but like I just ran out of time, and now I've got to like go back and wait for a good Comixology sale.
You know, a comic is actually better than it has any right to be. The IDW Transformers book right now,
dude, it is really good.
No, I've been hearing really good shit about that.
It is
really good.
There's political drama, commentaries on like colonialism, actual alien invasion stuff, body horror, gay Transformers. It's basically the best. Seriously, that's a canonical thing. And it's such a good book.
I'm just trying to. Okay, so as a gay person, I'm just trying to imagine two. Like, I'm picturing Optimus Prime being a top and Bumblebee being the obvious.
My rigid grill structure is invading your cargo bay doors.
Yeah!
That is a Transformers fan
fiction.
Yeah,
reference. I know that reference.
Write it, draft it, let's do it.
Seriously, all right. It is one of the best books coming out right now.
All right. I don't know how much of this actually got picked up, but as we're hitting 9 minutes, I think that's a good place to end the recorded part of this. If you want to know where this conversation goes next, it happened at NoBrandCon, so you can't.
Old
Bye, folks.
Morning.